Well, thank you, Ching Yang and Alistair.
谢谢 Ching Yang 还有 Alistair.
Well, it's good to be able to rejoice in God's blessings in life.
你看，能够在上帝的赐福里欢喜多么好。
Well, we are happy for Ching Yang that he has a capable wife.
我们很为静阳，因为有一位很能干的太太而高兴。
Well, this evening, before we take a bit of time to understand who God is and how to believe in God.
今天傍晚，在我们来更加的明白上帝之前
，It'll be good for us to pray and ask God to bless us.
能够向他祷告，求他祝福我们是好的。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our Heavenly Father.
我们天上的父啊。
We pray this evening that you will be with us as we study your word.
今天傍晚，当我们学习您的话语的时候，我们祈求你与我们同在吧。
Help us to understand your word.
帮助我们明白您的话。
We pray for your guidance and for your enlightenment, especially for those who are new in our midst.
我们祈求您给我们指引还有明白，尤其是新来的朋友们。
We pray that you will bless this time.
我们求您赐福这段时光吧。
We pray that your presence will become real to us.
也希望您与我们的同在变为更加的真实。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.
Amen.
How do we find God real?
我们如何的来让上帝变为更加的真实呢？
You know, for many of us, we want to know about God.
我们很多人啊，都希望更加的认识上帝。
We may even have heard about God.
我们可能也有听说过上帝的。
But how can God be real to us?
不过上帝如何的给我们变为真实呢？
You know, God is invisible.
上帝是隐形的。
We cannot see him.
我们眼睛看不到。
And yet,people like, you know, Ching Yang speaks of how God is real and how God has blessed his life.
不过有人就像静阳告诉我们，上帝是真实的，是赐福给他。
So how can God be real to us?
上帝如何的给我们变为真实呢？
And that's something that we can discover as we study from the Word of God.
那是我们在学习上帝话语中要找到的。
See, one of the ways to know and to find God real is to study from His Word.
让上帝变为真实，其中一个办法就是来学习他的话语。
Because we believe that the Bible is God's Word.
因为我们相信圣经就是上帝的话。
And through the Bible, we can discover many things about God.
通过圣经里，我们能够多方面的认识上帝。
And we can understand God more.
我们会能够更加的来认识上帝。
And along the way, as we listen to God's word,
在听上帝的话的过程中
，we can find faith in Him.
我们也能够从中找到信呢。
You know, does a person need to read the Bible to be able to find God real?
一个人需要阅读圣经才能够让上帝变为真实吗
？Must he be able to read English or you know?Mandarin to be able to know God and to find God real.
他需要懂得英语或者华语才能够让上帝变为真实的呢？
And the answer is no.
答案是不是的。
As long as a person is willing to listen,
只要一个人灵验的听
and as he listens to God's word,
当他听上帝的话的时候
along the way, he can believe in God.
在这个过程中，他能够来相信上帝。
That's how wonderful God's word is.
这就是多么美好上帝的。
See, that's the job of a pastor.
这就是一个牧师的职责。
My job is to read the Bible.
我的工作就是阅读圣经。
And help everyone here to know God and to believe in God.
帮助所有在场的每一位来更加的认识上帝。
So the Bible is filled with many stories, wonderful stories.
这本圣经里啊，充满着很多美好的故事的。
And one story is about a man by the name of Moses.
其中一个故事啊，就是关于这个叫摩西的人。
Now Moses was a person who was asked by God to do something very challenging.
摩西啊，上帝吩咐他要做一件哇很大挑战的一件事。
You know, he has been a shepherd for 40 years.
他当了那个牧者啊，四十多年了。
And now God wanted Moses to go to Egypt and to bring the people of Israel out of Egypt.
现在上帝啊，要他到埃及去啊，把以色列人从那里带出来。
Now this is a great task.
这是一项很大的工作。
And one of the things that Moses struggled with is doubts.
其中一件摩西所挣扎的，那就是怀疑了。
See, we all have doubts about God.
你看，有时候我们对上帝有些怀疑的。
When things don't go our way,
当事情不顺利的时候。
When problems come,
问题来的时候。
When we pray to God and God don't seem to answer our prayers,
当我们向上帝祷告的时候，他好像没有回应的时候。
Doubts can come,
怀疑会来的。
Is God real?
到底上帝是真的吗？
Is he really with us? Is his presence with us?
他真的跟我们在一起吗？
And you know, we can have doubts.
我们心里会有怀疑的。
And many of us, before we became Christians, we struggle with doubts.
我们好多位在成为基督教徒的时候，都对怀疑有挣扎。
Did I struggle with doubts?
我是否对怀疑有所挣扎呢？
Yes.
有的。
Sometimes You know, when I go through difficult times, I wonder whether God is real.
有时候我经历困难的时期，我怀疑上帝是否是真的。
Sometimes fear comes.
有时候害怕会来。
And so for Moses, he was asked to do a big task.
摩西啊，他受吩咐来做这一件大事。
And he had doubts.
他心里有怀疑的。
He was fearful.
他害怕。
He was fearful of this man called Pharaoh.
他对这个叫法老的人很怕。
Not Pharaoh.
不是肥佬。
Pharaoh, and he was the king of Egypt.
法老是埃及王。
Now, we turn to Exodus 3.
然后我们翻到出埃及记第三章了。
And in Exodus 3, verse 13.
在出埃及记第三章第十三节里说到。
This is what Moses said to God.
这摩西就对神这样子说。
And he said in verse 11, Who am I that I should go to Pharaoh and that I should bring the children of Israel out of Egypt?
在第十节里，摩西对神说，我是什么人，竟能去见法老，将以色列人从埃及领出来呢？
See, he was very fearful of Egypt. Pharaoh.
他很怕那个法老。
He had doubts.
他心里有那个犹豫的。
He was more focused on his personal inadequacies.
他专注自己的无能。
You know, and there was an absence of experiences of the presence of God in his life previously.
他以前啊，在他生命里没有经历过上帝真实的经历。
And you know, he struggled with doubts.
他在怀疑中做挣扎。
You know, is it valid to struggle with doubts when we want to try to find out about God and to believe in Him?
当我们在寻找上帝的时候，面对怀疑是否合理的？
You know, it's a valid thing.
那是合理的。
I think many of us here can speak of how we struggle with doubts.
我想我们在这里每一位都能够说到自己的怀疑。
You know, Moses struggled with doubts.
摩西就有这份怀疑。
But God told him,This wonderful promise.
不过上帝告诉了他这个美好的应许。
In verse 12, it says, So he said, I will certainly be with you.
在第十二节里，神说，我必与你同在。
So God told Moses, I'm going to be with you.
上帝告诉摩西，我会与你同在。
But you know, Moses kept raising up all kinds of questions and doubts.
不过摩西不断地发问题，有许多的疑问。
And then God answered him every time.
上帝每一次都答复他。
And then came a point of time, Moses kept quiet.
最终来到这一刻，摩西保持沉静了。
He did not say anything else.
不再说话。
He accepted what God said.
他接受了上帝所说的。
And so he followed what God wanted him to do.
他就照上帝要他做的做。
And so he went to Egypt and he faced Pharaoh.
他就去了埃及。见了法老。
But you know, the problem of doubt rose again.
不过你看这个怀疑的问题又在出现。
You know, Pharaoh refused to let the people of Israel go.
法老拒绝让以色列人走。
In fact, he made things worse for the people of Israel.
其实他给以色列人呢
，There was a greater workload for them.
他加重他们的工作量。
And the leaders of Israel became angry with Moses.
以色列人的领袖对摩西很不满。
And in Exodus 5 verse 22.
在出埃及记五章二十二节里说到
，We see the problem of doubt rising again.
我们看到犹疑又在出现了
，And we can see that Moses had this problem of persistent doubts.
我们从中可以看得出啊，摩西有这个持续的怀疑的问题。
You see, his doubts was not dealt with fully.
你看他没有完全的。解决他心里的怀疑。
He accepted what Jesus, God said.
他接受了上帝所说的话。
But you know, he didn't deal with the doubts in his heart.
不过他对心里的怀疑却没有解决。
And when Pharaoh refused to let the people of Israel go,
当法老不让以色列人走的时候
，This is what he said.
他这样的说了。
Moses returned to the Lord in verse 22 and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all.
二十二节，摩西回到上帝那里说，主啊，你为什么苦待这百姓呢？为什么打发我去呢？自从我去见法老，奉你的名说话，他就苦待这百姓，你一点也没有拯救他们。
See, doubts can persist in our hearts.
你看，怀疑可以持续在我们心里的。
Doubts can rise in our hearts again and again and again when we face with problems again and again.
当我们一再的面对问题的时候，这个怀疑能够一再的在我们心里涌现出。
And that's why sometimes we cannot go beyond where we are.
所以我们有些时候在平地无法超越。
Because we struggle with doubts.
因为我们对怀疑而挣扎。
We have doubts about God, about His power, about His word, about His promises.
我们对上帝他的能力都有怀疑。
And Moses had this problem of persistent doubts.
摩西有这个持续怀疑的问题。
And so God had to work in his heart.
所以上帝需要在他的心里工作。
And God gave an in-depth solution to this persistent problem of doubt.
上帝给这个持续的怀疑给了一个深入的解决办法。
One of the things that God did
其中一件上帝所做的事
was to repeat his promises, to repeat this wonderful promise of his presence.
就是不断的重复他的存在这个美好的应许。
See, God told Moses, "I will certainly be with you."
你看，上帝对摩西说，我会与你同在。
But that's not enough.
不过这不够的。
You know, God had to repeat this promise again to Moses.
上帝需要不断的对摩西重复这个应许。
In Exodus 6.We read of how this is what God said to Moses. I am the Lord. In verse 6.
在出埃及记六章六节里，上帝这样的对摩西说了。
I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians.
我要从生出来的披肩重重地
I will rescue you from their bondage. I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgment. I will take you as my people and I will be your God. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. I will.
我要救赎你们脱离他们的重担，不做他们的苦工。我要以你们为我的百姓，我也要你们成为你们的神。我要。
You see, God had to repeat His promise to to Moses to make a deep impact on his heart.
上帝需要不断地对摩西重复这个应许。
You see, why does God have to repeat himself again and again?
为什么上帝需要不断地重复呢？
Because sometimes we tend to forget.
因为有时候我们忘记的。
We forget how God is actually there with us all the time.
我们忘了一路来上帝都一起跟我们同在的。
You know, sometimes I can be forgetful.
有时候我也会忘记东西。
You know, there was once I went home, I bought dinner, and went home after buying the dinner, and my wife wasn't at home.
有一次啊，我买了晚餐回家去了，当时太太不在家。
And I took the bus all the way home.
我当时搭车一路回家。
Went to my apartment door.
去到了住家的门口
，all ready to eat my dinner，
就准备要吃晚餐了。
Look into my bag，
看看我的包包里
，and my keys wasn't there，
我的锁匙不在。
My key was back here in church，
我的锁匙啊，在教堂里。
So I took another bus，
我又在搭车
，came back all the way to Bethany to church。
回到了伯大尼堂教堂
and eat my dinner here.
在这里吃晚餐啊
took my keys
拿了锁匙
and took a taxi home.
搭了的士回家了。
See, sometimes we can forget God.
你看有时候我们会忘记神了。
We forget how powerful he can be.
我们忘记他的大能了。
We forget that his presence is with us.
我们忘了他与我们的同在。
And so for Moses, God had to repeat his promise again and again and again.
所以对摩西啊，上帝需要不断的重复。
Not only did God repeat his promises,
上帝不只是重复他的应许。
God also repeated his demonstration of his power.
上帝也不断的重复表现他的大能。
See, God did one great miracle after another.
上帝啊，展现了一次又一次的神迹。
You know, in Exodus, from Exodus 4 to all the way to Exodus 11,
从出埃及记四章到十一章里，
God did many miracles, great signs.
上帝造了伟大的神迹。
He turned a rod into a snake.
他把杖变成蛇。
He turned Moses' hand into leprous.
他把摩西的手变为麻风手。
He turned the river Nile into blood.
他把尼罗河变成血的河流。
The whole land of Israel, Egypt, was filled with frogs.
这个把整个埃及啊都填满着青蛙的。
And after that, he sent lots of lice upon the land.
还有把昆虫加到地里。
And the people had fried lice.
那些人都要都有煎炸虫吃了。
You know, one miracle after another miracle.
你看一个神迹又一个神迹。
And then on the people of Egypt,there were the flies who came and filled the land.
还有这些苍蝇啊，充满整个埃及地的。
And then God made a distinction between the people of Israel and the Egyptians.
上帝也把以色列人跟埃及人也分辨出来。
You know, he brought boils upon the Egyptians.
他们让那些以色列人都长满那些苍的。
He brought hail upon the Egyptians.
还有这些冰块。
And the list goes on.
说不完了。
And finally, God opened up the Red Sea for the people of Israel to walk through.
后来上帝也展开了这个红海，让以色列。
And when the armies of Egypt went into the Red Sea, the Red Sea covered them up.
当埃及的军队进入红海的时候，都被那个海水淹没了。
You know, there was one demonstration of God's power after another.
你看一次又一次上帝展现他的能力。
You know, every miracle, every sign that God did,
上帝所造的每一个神迹
impacted Moses' heart,
影响了摩西的心。
You know, after all that God did,
上帝所造这些之后
all of Moses' doubts were no more.
摩西所有的怀疑都不再有了。
You know, Moses was free of doubts.
摩西自由了，不再怀疑了。
You know, God repeated his promise.
上帝不断地重复他的应许。
God repeated his demonstration of power.
上帝不断地重复展现他的能
力。God got rid of Moses' doubts completely.
上帝把摩西的怀疑完完全全地消除。
As Moses saw the power of the Lord repeatedly, again and again and again,
当摩西一次又一次地看到上帝展现他的能力的时候，
As he recognized the power, the greatness of God,
当他认识到上帝的大能的时候，
His doubts all left.
他的所有的怀疑都离去了。
He had no more doubts of God.
他不再对上帝有任何的怀疑了。
You know, I used to have doubts about God.
你看我以前对上帝有所怀疑的。
Doubts about God, whether he will answer my prayers.
怀疑上帝会否答复我的祷告。
Doubts about challenges that I was struggling with.
怀疑我在挣扎的问题。
Doubts about whether God can help.
怀疑是否上帝帮得上忙吗？
But you know, one of the things that I kept doing,
不过有一件事情我时常地做，
was that I kept reading the word of God,
就是继续地读上帝的话，
repeatedly,
重复的，
I kept memorizing the word of God,
我一致地在默记它。
Every morning, I would take the time to memorize the word of God again and again and again and again.
每天早上我一致又一次又一次的重复的默记。
And I will pray to this God again and again and again.
我会一致的向这位神祷告。
And the more I filled my mind and my heart with God in His word,
当我让这些话充满在我的思想心里的时候，
there was no room for doubts about God.
就没有任何质疑上帝的空间。
All I saw was God, His greatness, and His power.
我就看到上帝的伟大，他的大能。
You know, can we be freed from doubts?
我们能否能够从怀疑中解脱出来？
And the answer is yes.
答案是可以的。
Was Moses freed from doubts?
摩西有没有从怀疑中解脱出来呢？
And the answer is yes.
答案是有的。
You know,All we have to do is to begin by having faith in God.
我们可以先对上帝有信来开始。
Turn with me to Psalm 105.
让我们翻到诗篇第105篇吧。
In Psalm 105, we read of how the Lord was there for Moses and the people of Israel.
在诗篇第105篇里，我们看到上帝跟摩西还有以色列们在一起的。
From verse 26 all the way to 46.
从26节到46节。
45, sorry.
45节，对不起。
You know, we can see how God was there for Moses and his people.
我们看到上帝如何的与摩西还有众人们在一起。
And how God remembered his promises.
上帝也记得他所做出的应许。
In verse 42, for he remembered his holy promise.
在42节里，他纪念他的圣言。
Verse 43, he brought out his people with joy.
43节，他带领百姓欢乐而出。
And you know, one of the things we can have is to have faith in God.
我们所能够做的一件事情就是对上帝有信。
We can start by having faith.
我们先以有信来开始吧。
How can God be real to us?
上帝如何的对我们变为真实呢？
Well, we got to start somewhere.
我们需要做第一步。
And the best way to start is to start having faith in God.
最好的办法就是先来相信上帝。
Is to appreciate the great power of God.
来领悟上帝的大能。
To be assured that the Lord will keep His promises.
来明白上帝会保证他的应许。
Now another thing we can do is to seek God.
另外一件事我们能够做的是来追求上帝。
In verse 4 it says, Seek the Lord and His strength.
第四节说到寻要寻求上帝和他的能力。
See, one of the things that we can be afraid of is the future.
我们对未来会有所害怕。
We can be fearful of sickness.
我们对病痛有所害怕。
We can be fearful of death.
我们对死亡有所害怕。
We can be fearful of whatever things that we may be fearful of.
对任何我们所害怕的事而害怕。
But one of the things that we can find is when we seek God, God will give us the strength to face the future.
不过如果我们寻求上帝的话，上帝会给我们力量来应付这些害怕。
You know, we can seek the Lord and His strength.
我们可以寻求上帝，寻求他的力量。
And number three,
在第三节里，
we can also learn what it means to have hope in the Lord.
我们也可以学习在上帝身上有这份希望。
In Psalm 78, verse 7, it says, Hope in the Lord.
诗篇第78篇第七节里说，在上帝的这份希望。
We can find tremendous hope for the future.
我们对于未来能够找到这份极大的希望。
You know, we don't have to be afraid of sickness or death when we have God with us.
我们不需要对疾病或者死亡害怕，因为上帝。
We can find the strength to face them.
我们可以找到来应付他们的力量。
You know, I've been reading a story of a man by the name of John Payne.
我正在读这个 John Payne 这个人的故事。
In 2000,
2000年的时候
，He found out that he had this problem called ALS.
他知道他得知他有这个 ALS 这个病
毒。And this disease basically will cause all your muscles to shut down.
这个疾病让你的肌肉衰竭的。
In a very slow manner.
慢慢的。
And the doctor told him that he has only 3 to 4 years to live.
医生告诉他他只有3到4年 的命。
He was a leader in the church.
他是教堂的一个领袖。
He was teaching Sunday school.
他在教主日学的。
But you know, he sought to learn how to have faith in God.
他学习如何在上帝有这份信。
And one of the verses that he held on to was how God was going to be with him.
他紧抱着这圣经节，就是上帝。
And slowly, bit by bit, he lost the use of his muscles.
他慢慢的失去了他的肌肉的功能。
But you know, he began to exercise tremendous faith in the Lord.
不过他对上帝却有极大的信。
Now, today is 2019.
今天是2019年了。
It's been 19 years.
19年了。
He's still alive.
他还活着。
Because he continues to trust in the Lord, and somehow he continues to live.
也不知道怎么的。
He's wheelchair bound.
他现在坐轮椅的。
He's on a ventilator.
要靠机械呼吸。
But every day he speaks of how God is with him.
不过他每天都谈到上帝与他同在的。
And he talks about how the presence of God is so real to him in his life.
他谈到上帝在他生命里的真实。
You know, every year the children will celebrate his birthday.
每年啊，小朋友们都会庆祝他的生日。
Thinking it will be the last.
以为这是最后一次。
So they will celebrate a huge birthday party for him.
都替他办一个大。
So that he will remember.
让他记得。
But he kept living.
不过他一直的活下去。
Year after year after year.
一年又一年呢。
Until they lost.You know, how to make the birthday, you know, a better one this year.
怎么样的把今年的那个生日会办得比去年更好。
But you know, God has been with him.
你看，上帝一直跟他在一起。
And I appreciate how God has preserved him, even though he has lost the use of his muscles.
虽然他失去了肌肉的功能，他领悟到上帝与他的同在。
He continued to have faith and hope in God and his promises.
他继续的对上帝的应许有信心。
And this is something we can have too.
这也是我们所能够有的。
And this is available to any one of us.
这是给我们任何一个人的。
But it all begins with wanting to have faith in God.
不过先要以来相信上帝开始。
And to believe in this wonderful promise that he will be with us.
来相信他会与我们同在的这个美好的应许。
Well, may we have faith in God this evening.
希望今天傍晚我们就对上帝有信吧。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告吧。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们的天父啊,
we pray this evening, Lord, that we know, that you know that we struggle with doubts.
上帝今天帮我们祷告，我们知道，你知道我们的心里的怀疑。
And sometimes these doubts can persist in our hearts.
有时候这些怀疑持续在我们心里。
We pray, dear Lord, that this evening you will help us to deal with them.
亲爱的上帝，我们祈求，求你帮助我们解决这个。
To be able to hold on, Lord, to your promises, your promise of your presence in our life.
帮助我们拥抱您在我们身里存在的。
That we can learn what it means to have absolute faith in you and not doubt at all.
我们能够学习来相信您，而不是怀疑您。
We pray for those who are new in our midst.
我们为在我们当中新来的朋友祷告。
That they will be inspired to want to seek you, Lord, and to know you.
愿他们也受启发来找您。
We pray for your blessing upon each one who is here this evening.
我们祈求您赐福今天傍晚在场的每一位。
And bless us as we give this offering to you.
也当我们奉献您的时候。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉耶稣的名而求。
Amen.